Ann Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia launched a pre-dawn attack on Ukraine's capital Tuesday as its defenses worked to stop drones in what has been a relentless wave of attack, daylight and nighttime, targeting Kyiv. The buzzing of drones and loud explosions were heard as Ukrainian air defense responded to the third Russian aerial attack on the capital within a 24-hour period. According to the Kyiv Military Administration, preliminary data, more than 20 drones were destroyed by air defense forces with its airspace. AP's Rita Foley on why Russia has issued an arrest warrant for South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. The Russian Interior Ministry then issued the arrest warrant. I'm Rita Foley.
The South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into the allegation the country supplied weapons to Russia.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity.
That is AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have a sell job ahead on the debt ceiling deal that they've worked out.
Despite long-sought Republican policy changes on food aid and environmental reviews, some conservatives are concerned the deal doesn't cut future deficits enough. Meanwhile, Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements in programs such as food stamps.
AP's Ben Thomas reporting. North Korea confirms that it plans to launch its first military spy satellite in June. Military official describes space-based reconnaissance as crucial for monitoring the United States' reckless military exercises with rival South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff Han Sung-kun responded, saying,
South Korea and the U.S. intelligence authorities are closely monitoring related movements and close cooperation and monitoring a possible provocation of the so-called satellites claimed by North Korea.
North Korea earlier had told Japan's Coast Guard that it planned to launch a satellite between May 31st and June 11th, and that the event may affect nearby waters. In comments published on state media, the senior North Korean military official Ri Pyong-chol berated the combined U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Uganda has enacted one of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws involving the death penalty for certain same-sex acts, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has signed one of the world's toughest anti-LGBTQ laws, which includes the death penalty. The move has drawn Western condemnation and could risk some of the billions in foreign aid that Uganda receives. It stipulates capital punishment for so-called serial offenders against the law and transmission of a terminal illness like HIV/AIDS through gay sex. It also decrees a 20-year sentence for, quote, promoting homosexuality. Activists have vowed a legal challenge to the law.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his son is resigning as his policy secretary to take responsibility for using the prime minister's official residence for a private party at which merrymaking was exposed and magazine photos that triggered public outrage. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.